KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Well, we'll have football coming up for you here at the top of the hour as the Iowa Hawkeyes get set to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Heroes game. The regular season comes to an end in Kinnick Stadium for the Hawkeyes and the Huskers. The Hawks won last year's annual Black Friday matchup 38-17 in Lincoln, and Coach Kirk Ferentz says it will take time for this to become the kind of rivalry that the Hawkeyes have against Minnesota and Wisconsin.
It feels like a big game, but as far as rivalry goes, we really haven't played that often historically. So, yeah, if you put it in perspective of some of the teams you mentioned and some other teams in our conference, it's probably not quite the same that way, but whether it's a rivalry game or not, they're all big games, certainly, and especially when you're in conference play.
Have coverage of that coming up for you here. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State closes out the home schedule on Saturday by hosting West Virginia. The Cyclones are still in search of their first Big 12 victory, and if the last 2 years are any indication, this game will go down to the wire.
I would hope we give ourselves an opportunity to compete and stay in it, but yeah, these have been two games that have certainly gone down to the very end with both teams having a chance to win both of them. And if it's a fourth quarter with a minute to go and it's coming down to that, I'll be pleased with where we're at and know our guys are swinging and fighting and competing.
That's Coach Paul Rhodes. Poor starts have hurt Iowa State's chances in recent weeks, and they hope to avoid the same fate this week.
Don't drop passes. Don't fumble balls. Tackle better. A lot of physical things and a handful of mental things that are identified to so that doesn't happen.
And this will be the final home game for the Iowa State seniors as well.
A group that's certainly been through a lot of adversity. It's a group individually that have suffered through a lot of physical things as well, injuries and so forth. They've persevered. They've done their best to lead through that, and I think they will leave here proud to be Iowa State Cyclones, and with a lot of lessons learned and a lot of memories that they'll take forward with.
Iowa State is 2-8 overall. West Virginia is 6-5 overall and 4-4 in the Big 12. And you and I get set to play in the FCS playoffs as well this weekend as they take on Stephen F. Austin, and Coach Mark Farley is glad that they're still working here at the end of the season.
Their quarterback is really exceptional, and he's gotten better as the season's gone on. A really big kid, 6'5", 230. Scrambles like the young man we just played against, but has a tremendous arm, and they do a great job in their passing game. So their running back is another candidate for awards for postseason honors a lot of time because all the rushing yards he has. So between the running back and the quarterback, it makes them very effective, and they score a lot of points.
And that will be played at the Unidome in Cedar Falls on Saturday. Yesterday in NFL action, Richard Sherman had two interceptions, and Steven Hauschka kicked four field goals as Seattle beat San Francisco 19-3. LeSean McCoy ripped through the Dallas defense for 159 yards on 25 carries, including a 38-yard touchdown run in the third quarter of Philadelphia's 33-10 rout of the Cowboys. And also in Detroit, Calvin Johnson caught 11 passes for 146 yards and a pair of second-quarter touchdowns to help the Lions whip Chicago 34-17. Joik Bell also ran for a pair of scores for the Lions in that game. Arizona's Larry Fitzgerald said yesterday it's highly likely he will be able to play a Sunday against Atlanta, and then backtracked and said it's not his call whether he sprained right knee will be sufficiently healed. The 8-time Pro Bowl wide receiver has not practiced for 2 weeks and sat out last week's loss at Dallas, snapping a streak of 110 consecutive games played. Also in college basketball yesterday, it was second-ranked Wisconsin earning a right to take on Oklahoma in the Battle for Atlantis championship. Nigel Hayes capped his 15-point performance with an acrobatic tip-in with 20 seconds left in Wisconsin's 68-65 triumph over Georgetown. Sam Decker scored 17 points for the Badgers, who trailed by 9 before going on a 22-6 run. Those teams will meet up in the championship game here today. Other games in that tournament included Florida beating UAB 56-47 and North Carolina over UCLA 78-56. In the Great Alaska Shootout first round, it was Mercer over Rice 77-71 in overtime, and UC Santa Barbara topped Washington State 71-43. In the first round of the Orlando Classic, Kansas topped Rhode Island 76-60, Marquette over Georgia Tech 72-70, Michigan State beat Rider 77-45, and Tennessee was a 64-57 winner over Santa Clara. And in the Wooden Legacy Tournament first round, it was Long Beach State over Western Michigan 73-55, UTEP topped Princeton 62-56, Washington over San Jose State 78-56, and Xavier beat San Diego 82-71. And the NHL has slapped Dallas Stars forward Ryan Garbutt with a two-game suspension, while Winnipeg Jets forward Adam Lowry received a one-game ban for separate incidents this week. Garbutt was disciplined for kneeing Edmonton Oilers forward Taylor Hall in the Stars' 3-2 victory Tuesday. Lowry was suspended for boarding Sabres forward Patrick Kaleta in last night's 2-1 victory in Buffalo. And in the National Hockey League yesterday, in overtime, it was Nashville topping Edmonton by a score of 1-0. And in college football play, it was 6th-ranked TCU trying to impress the college football playoff voters as they get an emphatic victory over Texas in Austin, 48-10, the final score. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.